This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica records another quarter of increased revenues. Urban Development Corporation says Duns River Falls is not for sale. And Cosmetology Center opens in Green Pond, St. James. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-991-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Jamaica has recorded higher than expected levels of revenue collection for yet another quarter. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says revenues for the October to December quarter of last year are $6.6 billion ahead of target.
Among the major taxes that are contributing to this favorable performance is tax on interest, which is up $4.5 billion over target, SCT, which is up $2.4 billion, company tax $1.7 billion, and GCT $1.5
billion. Mr. Biles adds that Jamaica surpassed the International Monetary Fund, IMF, primary surplus and net international reserve, NIR, targets for the October to December 2015 quarter and is well positioned to pass the 11th economic review for the period. Several macroeconomic indicators are also trending in the right direction, including inflation, which came out at negative 0.4% for January 2016, a 0.7% decline in employment, which fell to 13.5% in October 2015, and a 2.1% and 10.2% increase in stopover and cruise ship arrivals, respectively. The board and management of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, says the agency has not sold the Duns River Falls and Park to the Chinese. General manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm, says the information has been circulating in the public domain and primarily on social media.
Duns River Falls has not, will not, and cannot be sold, as it is Jamaica's prime tourism destination, attracting hundreds of thousands of visitors and Jamaicans on an annual basis. It is also potentially damaging to the business aspect of UDC's premier tourism project, from which so many Jamaicans earn a living.
The UDC is the exclusive proprietor of the world-famous attraction, which is managed by the agency's associate company, St. Anne Development Corporation. The earthquake unit at the University of the West Indies will install seismometers in 6 schools across Jamaica. This will allow students, teachers, and community members to get details about the force and duration of earthquakes as they occur. The initiative is part of work to establish the Jamaican Educational Seismic Network in partnership with Fulbright scholar Catherine Ellens. Ms. Ellens notes that by encouraging student learning and involvement at the community level, the project has the potential to greatly improve the emergency preparedness and response to geohazards. The project will allow students to better understand and learn fundamental concepts in subjects like science, geography, and physics, as well as develop key computational and mathematical skills. Each seismograph station at the schools will receive an official designation and become part of an international educational network known as the Incorporated Research Institutions for Seismology's Seismographs in Schools program. The program serves educators around the world using seismic instruments or real-time seismic data in secondary and undergraduate classrooms. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has officially opened the Cosmetology and Performing Arts Building at the Green Pond High School in Montego Bay, St. James. The facility will provide students with a wide range of skills in cosmetology. Speaking at the opening ceremony recently, Minister Thwaites congratulated the school's management for its vision in establishing the center.
I urge you to choose career options that have to do with employment opportunities.
The education minister is also urging residents of the Green Pond community to support the institution and partner with the teachers and school administration for its development. Principal of the school, Michael Ellis, says the center will cater to the many students who have shown great interest in the fields of cosmetology and the performing arts. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.